I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And better late than never with this show. We're doing this show on a Monday morning, right before I go to work. That's about as late as you can get it and still be the weekend, except it's not really the weekend anymore, so never mind. Point is, we do at least have a show. So it's been a very busy weekend. I had to go to Virginia to my wife's family reunion, and there was just a lot of things happening and stuff, so I didn't get to do a show over the weekend, but I did do it as soon as possible. I could have done it last night, but I was tired. I drove a long way to come back from the family reunion. So, whoops, I hit my microphone. Didn't mean to do that. Anyway, so I was tired. So I decided I'll do it today, this morning, early. So if I look a little sleepy, it's because I just got up. Anyway. So let's talk about the show this week. Boy, I'm really out of it. The show this week, we have one, and we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We are also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes. Pardon me for being a little spacey. Yee. Okay, let's get right into the content of the show, which is derived from the Dr. Bill blog, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. Let's go to the article posted June 22nd. Where I mentioned that Peppermint Linux 6 is now available. Now, Peppermint Linux 6 came out a little prior to this announcement, but it got by me somehow. Now, it's my favorite distro for the desktop right now. I'm looking at others as well, but I like Peppermint really well. Actually, my personal Linux box is Peppermint Linux. The other cool thing about Peppermint Linux, there's two cool things actually that I can think of, but one is that it is based here in North Carolina. How cool is that? We have our very own distro here in North Carolina. The second thing is that it is cloud friendly. Okay? Now I know that, you know, Google Chrome, which I also like, is cloud friendly as well. Designed that way, but so is Peppermint Linux. They deliver on the promise of using your software, your desktop, online in the cloud. And of course, it is also a full-blown distribution of Linux, so you can use it offline as well. Okay? So that's cool. But anyway, Shane Remington, COO of Peppermint, states, "I want to take this opportunity to thank Mark Greaves, who stepped up and produced most of what you see here in Peppermint 6. Mark is now playing a major role at Peppermint by leading the development team. I think you'll be impressed by what he and others have put together in Peppermint 6. Now, Peppermint 6 is based on the 14.04 LTS, or long-term support, base of Ubuntu. And it includes the 3.16 kernel and an updated graphics stack. So it will... I like the fact that it's based on the long-term release because that's better supported. But they're also using the Nemo file manager, which gives some nice new features, including the ability to handle custom Nemo action scripts, better desktop management, easier mounting and management of remote network shares, including Windows SMB shares, WebDAV, or DAV, depending on how you want to say it, FTP, SFTP over SSH, etc., with smoother performance. It's early in the morning for my tongue to work. Anyway, the LX terminal is used in favor of Sakura, which allows tab terminals, scrolling, and GTK plus 3 color handling, including background images. And it goes on and on. Lots of cool new features in Peppermint 6. So awesome. You should actually download it and try it. Even if you put it on like a VirtualBox VM or something, try it. Because I think you'll be very impressed. And if you're looking for a distro for yourself personally, like I use, then use Peppermint. All right, let's move on. Turn your iPhone into an SLR. Now here's one that's interesting. Somebody has designed a lens and so forth thing that plugs into an iPhone. So you take your $600 plus iPhone, you add a $600 doohickey to it, and you have a $1,200, not quite SLR. Digital SLR, you see what I'm saying? I'm not sure it's such a great idea myself, as you can tell. But, you know, hey, it's aluminium, or aluminum as we say here in the States, and it has a lot of cool features. And it looks cool, okay? But, I don't know, it's kind of pricey, if you ask me. You know, I mean, okay. DxO is the company, the imaging company, that developed this. And if you are determined to use your smartphone instead of a digital SLR, then at least now you have a way to do it, okay? Next item is there's a new 1 terabyte PlayStation that has just come out. Sony's new PlayStation 4 arrives with 1 terabyte of storage. It's actually coming out next month, but The Verge announced this. It says Microsoft Xbox One isn't the only console getting a storage upgrade. Sony today announced its new PlayStation 4 1 terabyte Ultimate Player Edition. A new version of the console that comes with twice the hard disk space as the previous model. A new console is coming to Japan before the end of June, Europe July 15th, and North America at the same time. So, in addition to the larger hard drive, the new console will also have slight technological improvements over the previous model, weighing in at 10% lighter and using 8% less power. Which I'm sure all gamers are really excited about, that they're using less power. Yes. Well, anyway, so now you can have your own 1 terabyte PlayStation. Next item, Amazon Echo has been released officially to the public. Now, I got in on it early because my wife is a Prime member of Amazon, and she was able to get it early, and she got it for me for my Christmas present, which is awesome. Oops. That was Alexa. What time is it, Alexa? What time is it? All right, let me say it right. Alexa, what time is it?
It's 6:54.
She said it was 6:54. See, I have to be careful saying that word. Because she added something to my shopping list, and I don't even have a shopping list. So she created one that says something. Okay. I'm still learning to use Alexa, as you can see. Whoops. I did it again. Let's say Amazon Echo. She's okay with that. This is a letter that came from Amazon and said, "Dear customers, today we're excited to announce that the Amazon Echo is available to everyone. We launched the Echo as an invitation-only program in November to learn how customers would use and enjoy it most. The response has been overwhelming." It goes on to say that, not in this article, but it goes on to say in other articles that the Alexa API has been released. She woke up again. Has been released so that people can start developing applications. You know, I probably should have her be the co-host on a show one time. I could put it right back on the shelf and ask it questions. Although I have found questions that it doesn't know the answer to. For instance, if you say, let me try it. Alexa, what planet is Superman from?
Sorry, I didn't understand the
Sorry, I didn't understand the question I heard. I mean, come on, everybody knows that. But anyway. But it does know why the sky is blue and why grass is green. As you can tell, I've been sitting around being bored and asking stupid questions. But it's fun. And it's the world's most expensive, cool, high-tech, geeky clock. Because you can ask what time it is, it'll tell you. So anyway, I like it. I am having great fun with it. So I encourage you to check it out. Yes, there's a video on the blog. The blog, of course, being drbill.tv, drbill.tv. Go there and watch that video. All right. Oracle has signed a deal with Yahoo to hijack your browser. I'm sure that's news that you're really excited to hear, but, you know, used to it was ask.com. Yeah. So now, the browser hijacking evil that is in Java when you download it is to hijack your browser to Yahoo. We really hate you, Oracle. We do. I'm not kidding. So, if you have malware, whoa! Thank you, Fred. If you have malware, we have the Geek Software of the Week for you this week to fix it. Whew, wow. Geek Software of the Week this week is Super Anti-Spyware. Now that sounds like a mouthful, and it is. Super Anti-Spyware. But it is actually quite good. I had a friend of mine that had some malware that the normal malware tools just didn't seem to get rid of it. So I said, okay, I'll try Super Anti-Spyware. I had tried it many years ago, and you know it was pretty good. But I said, okay, let me try that, and it got rid of it. And it really did. I mean, it has a little thing that says, you know, to get rid of all the malware that you can't normally get rid of or something like that. I kind of butchered that line. But anyway, it actually does very well. Super Anti-Spyware version 6 gives customers a superior user experience with improved scan times and enhanced real-time protection. Over the last decade, we've helped millions of loyal customers keep their computers safe. This trust underscores the Super Anti-Spyware 6 is among the industry's best and most powerful defenses against spyware and malware. There you go. So, you should try it, really. Now, I know some anti-spyware things are themselves evil. But insofar as I can tell, Super Anti-Spyware really does a good job of getting rid of malware and doesn't put any malware on your system. Now, you need to be sure to get it from the right location, which is superantispyware.com. Not other places, okay? Be sure you get the real one. But it's actually quite good. Okay. Last item. And this is a geek culture item. The title of the article is, Will You Like Being a Computer's Pet? What? Yes. Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak, which we call him the Woz, thinks we're all probably going to become robots' pets. Steve's been hitting the old sauce a little bit. You know what I'm saying? No. Anyway, speaking at a recent technology conference, Wozniak said that at first the thought of artificially intelligent beings in charge of everything scared him. But now, it's a comforting thought. Because now he thinks that these super powerful AIs that are coming down the pike will turn out to be really good for humans. And it will be hundreds of years down the stream before artificial intelligent beings would even have this ability. But they'll be so smart that they'll know how to keep nature, and the humans are part of nature, so they'll keep them as pets. Okay. Wozniak believes robots will help us because we're the original gods. Wozniak is a little odd. At any rate, at the event, Wozniak also took the time to discuss the Internet of Things. He likes it, but cautioned that connected devices in the home could have a potential to attack humanity. Yes. Or have other people attack you through your devices. a little more likely. Wozniak isn't the only tech leader with thoughts on future human-robot interaction. In a recent interview with scientist Neil deGrasse Tyson, Tesla CEO Elon Musk warned that robots will use humans as pets once they achieve a level of artificial intelligence known as superintelligence. They'll treat humans like pet Labradors, he said. So, your future could be as a pet. Pat you on the head. For an AI. That's just creepy and weird. But it's geek culture. So I present it to you for your approval. Or lack thereof. Anyway, that'll do it for this week. Join me next time. Until then, remember that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.